Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Former President Trump was not arrested today. Doesn't mean he's not going to be indicted. And watching Bob Costello last night on Tucker showed me a lot. If their star witness is this guy Michael Cohen, they're in big trouble. Alvin Bragg is in big trouble in Manhattan. But as I said yesterday, I think they just want to arrest Trump so they can say they arrested Trump. I think they want to indict Trump just so they can say they indicted Trump. We'll have an update on that. We also got Carrie Lake on this program. She is not stopping the fight. It's now going to the Arizona Supreme Court. It's going to take a minute to see if they're going to accept the case. They should. There are a lot of problems in that election in Arizona at the end of last year. And also we'll have the Attorney General of the great state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, on the program on your Tuesday. Let's go. Hi. Should I do their care? How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing all right.
Getting it done?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Polo's making it happen, too. Appreciate him. Sam along for the ride. Let's go. La-da-da-dee-dee-dee. Great to have you along for the ride. Let's go. We talked to Andrew Bailey about that out-of-control DA in St. Louis. It turns out she's not prosecuting like anybody. Just not doing her job. It's so very, very strange. Also, Carrie Lake outlines, she says there are 10 different reasons why that election, at least in Maricopa County, needs to be redone in Arizona. And she says people were disenfranchised. And we'll go there. We'll have that conversation. I'm glad that you chose to join us today. I do want to, though, start out with, again, President Trump on his social media site on Truth Social. And I can show it to you again. If you're watching the show, I can show it to you. He announced that he will be arrested Tuesday of next week. He said this last week. In fact, the bottom part of the second truth that he sent out, he says, the far and away leading Republican candidate, former president of the United States of America, will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take our nation back. But he wasn't arrested today. Word that I'm seeing from some people who would be in the know over on social media is that the indictment could come tomorrow. I don't know. I'll tell you this, though. After watching Bob Costello last night on Tucker, they don't have a case. Because Bob Costello, who was a former attorney for the president, former attorney for Rudy, he might still be Rudy Giuliani's attorney, I'm not sure, who will have Rudy on, by the way, Thursday. He says that Michael Cohen told him in 2018, I have nothing on Trump. Now suddenly Cohen, to save his own ass, is out there as the star witness for the prosecution. Doesn't make any sense. So, Carrie, if you don't mind, give me the latest. I don't know if there's any update other than the rumor mill talking about maybe tomorrow. What do you have?
From the Daily Mail, Donald Trump will likely be indicted on Wednesday, but won't appear before a judge in New York until next week. DailyMail.com has learned there will be no arraignment this week. A source familiar with the proceedings told DailyMail.com exclusively on Tuesday. The former president, who is currently in Florida, is expected to be formally charged tomorrow, after which the Manhattan District Attorney's Office will reach out to Trump in his Secret Service detail to make arrangements for his surrender, according to The Insider. He will then fly to New York, where he will be arraigned, fingerprinted, and pose for his mugshot. Meanwhile, it's all hands on deck for the New York Police Department and Metro Police Department, as all officers on Tuesday are expected to be in uniform, ready for anything in the wake of the potential indictment. Officials in New York City and Washington, D.C. are preparing for possible unrest and demonstrations following the former president's plea to his supporters to protest, protest, protest in response to a potential indictment handed down by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg over hush money payments made to porn star Stormy Daniels.
Alleged hush money payments. Carrie, you didn't write that. They did. Alleged hush money payments. Again, in business, sometimes you get sued. Now, I'll never forget this. I won't say what police department it was, but there was a police department where a friend of our family when I was growing up worked. And she said she was like an accounting or something, that if somebody brought a suit against the police department, if it were $5,000 or less, $5,000 or less than $5,000, they would just settle. So was there a settlement paid to Stormy Daniels for some reason? Sounds like it. Is that hush money? I mean, everybody in the media calling it hush money is stupid because we don't know what arrangement they had. We don't know what it's about. It could have been a specious argument that nothing actually happened, but he didn't want anything to affect him going into the election. So because of some arrangement they had, or because he didn't want it to be, you know, in the way, he pays somebody a settlement money. We know the money went to her. We don't know why the money went to her. $130,000 is a lot of damn money to me, but if you're worth $10 billion, maybe it's not a lot. I don't know. I'm not here to say that he's right, wrong, or indifferent. I know that it's not criminal. It is not criminal whatsoever. We actually had Mike Davis on yesterday who outlined how it's not criminal. So to do this is only to say we indicted him. To do this is so that they can say we mugshot him. We took his fingerprints. That's the only reason they're doing this. There is no case here. Now, as I was watching Tucker last night, Bob Costello came on, very famous attorney, and he, of course, worked with Michael Cohen, and he asked Cohen in 2018, he says, what do you have on Trump? He says Cohen looked him in the eye and said, I don't have anything on Trump. Nothing. Remember, the money was sent to Stormy Daniels, an actual check that can be tracked back to Trump, like he wasn't trying to hide it, in 2016. So this guy, Michael Cohen, who's their star witness, literally said, I've got nothing on him, according to Bob Costello, who I believe. So if he's the star witness, and Costello, by the way, spoke with the grand jury yesterday, and he sits down. He sits down in front of the grand jury, and he says, Michael Cohen cannot be trusted. Michael Cohen is a liar. Michael Cohen said that he had nothing on Trump back in 2018. Why am I here? Why am I here? And that's a very interesting question, isn't it? So if Costello says, I'm going to be your worst nightmare if you try to prosecute this case, he actually said, not okay. Because if you try to prosecute the case, you're going to have people like me come out and really make you feel stupid. So what are your thoughts? Will he get indicted tomorrow? What are your thoughts? They're going to perp walk him next week? They're going to fingerprint him? They're going to take a mugshot? He's not going to be in jail. He's going to be out on bail very easily. But what exactly is the charge? Because the statute of limitations, from what I understand, is way over. This is 7 years ago. Way over. So what are we doing? We're doing a political activity by a Soros DA to try to take down the former president of the United States. So, Carrie, I'm floating through my sound bites today, and I've got several. Some of them are Joe Biden that just either make you cry or make you laugh. I'm not really sure what we're doing. But there was one where a reporter, now you tell me if this is a valid question by this reporter, and it has to do with Donald Trump. And then Karine Jean-Pierre, who receives the question, is basically laughing at the question. Oh, you tell me if this is an appropriate question.
Okay. Does President Biden believe that it is appropriate for a person who is indicted to run for office?
So, nice way to ask, MJ. Very clever. So I'm going to be, again, really careful from here as it relates to any upcoming elections. And specifically, I'm assuming you're talking about the 2024 election. I'm just not going to give any analysis.
Carrie, is that a valid question? Does President Biden think somebody who's been indicted should be able to run for president?
No, it's one of those questions like that's not what I would ask if I had a chance to get in that room. No.
And Karine Jean-Pierre, KJP, laughs and smirks and goes, I see what you did there, MJ. I guess you got little nicknames for the people who are asking the questions, too. I mean, what are we talking about here? How is that a valid question? I'm going to play it again. I want those watching and listening to understand how complicit this media is. Yesterday, the question was, do you think President Trump making comments in Waco, Texas, will somehow add to upheaval over the government, something like that? and cause more people to attack the government of the United States? It's such a ridiculous non-question. He might as well be on the podium with her. And then today, does President Biden think somebody who's been indicted should run for political office?
Does President Biden believe that it is appropriate for a person who is indicted to run for office?
So, nice way to ask, MJ. Very clever. So I'm going to be, again, really careful for here, from here as it relates to any upcoming elections. And specifically, I'm assuming you're talking about the 2024 election. I'm just not going to give any analysis.
What are we doing here? Then yesterday you had the guy from Africa, Simon. I can't think of his last name. And he's like been ignored for 7 months. He's been asking real questions for 7 months. And she just won't call on him. She just won't give him the time of day. And he decided, I'm going to shout out. Now, she's standing there with the cast of some TV show. Okay? Standing there with the cast of some TV show and not answering any questions whatsoever. It just makes me absolutely crazy. It does. Because nobody's doing the job. They're supposed to be the skeptical, the rail of our community that actually keeps government in check. The First Amendment was put in place by the founders to keep government in check and to make sure government could not override these God-given privileges or rights that we have. It's crazy to me that this keeps happening. And here we are. So we'll open the phone lines. This is going to be the biggest story for the next week or so, if not further than that. If Alvin Bragg had a brain, or if he had ears, he was listening to the actual law that's being spoken to him by a lot of people in his own office, I understand, are against him doing this. He would just drop this and move on. You cannot, without a doubt, you cannot indict with Michael Cohen as your star witness. And then what is Stormy Daniels going to say? Well, I wrote that letter in 2018, but didn't really mean it. So she lied in 18 or she's lying now. Cohen lied in 18 or is lying now. Either way, they're both known liars because they're changing their story. It's just that simple. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. By the way, I believe we've got joepags.com and that watch now button is working now. joepags.com, joepags.com. Click on watch now. It's got sort of a blinking animated thing on it. Click on watch now. You can see us through the show. You'll see Carrie and Sam and Polo and me. Plus, you'll see Carrie Lake when I have her on. You'll also see Andrew Bailey, the AG of Missouri, when I have him on. Make sure you stop by. Again, we've got it going to the right direction today, I believe. Go to joepags.com. Click on watch now. Or stay right here on the radio station. I want your thoughts. 888-941-7247 on a possible indictment tomorrow. And what happens next week should they fingerprint him and get a mugshot going? The whole thing is so stupid. And I think that a lot of you agree with me when I say it's going to galvanize the support for Donald Trump. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Great to have you on a Tuesday, the Joe Pag Show. Thanks for stopping by. We have the update on President Trump. He's not going to be indicted today, will not be arrested today, like he announced last week on Truth Social. However, the Daily Mail out of the UK says that it looks like he'll be indicted tomorrow. And then next week at some point, we'll go to Manhattan and get the fingerprints done and get a mugshot done. Alvin Bragg is all but guaranteeing Donald Trump will be reelected. Hey, Kerry, remember the whole Paula Jones story?
I do, yes.
I want you to think about it for, don't tell me now.
Okay.
A little bit of a broadcast tease. I've got to talk about a sponsor. But I want you to think, did Bill Clinton give her money? Did it?
Okay.
Don't say anything.
Okay.
I'll come back to you in a second. All right. Meantime, got to remind you some big news. Former President Trump is urging you to get a copy of David Horowitz's new book. It's called The Final Battle. And Trump says it's great. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, The Final Battle reveals a secret war led by leftists and the woke who want to destroy America as we know it. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. The final battle, he explains how Joe Biden and the big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis before 2024. Horowitz even names the names of the secret players behind it all. Newsmax calls Final Battle the book of the year. Mike Huckabee says he could not stop reading it. Get Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28 and do so right now. You've got to call the number 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online, finalbattle611.com. Final Battle, all one word, finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com. Get your free copy today or call the number 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get this book. You're going to love what David Horowitz lays down in it. All right, Carrie, did Bill Clinton give Paula Jones money? I forget.
Well, he settled with her.
What? What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Was he indicted? Did he go to jail? Is there a mugshot of him somewhere that
no,
I didn't see?
No.
You remember how much he gave her?
Something like 800,000?
$850,000.
Oh, okay.
Paula Jones alleged that she was sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton when he was the governor of Arkansas. Paula Jones got $850,000. Carrie, was that hush money or was it just some sort of a settlement?
It was a settlement.
Well, I mean, did the Daily Mail or Reuters or anybody else print a story on it calling it hush money?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. That's weird. It's very weird how that works. It's different depending on what party you're in. So, and again, I don't know who Donald Trump has slept with. I think he's made some questionable decisions when it comes to that department, but that's up to him and his personal life and his family. But let's be honest here. There is nothing. It's not like on the memo line of the check it said for sleeping with her. I mean, Carrie, does it say that on the $130,000? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I kind of doubt it. But
so if you had a guess, you'd say no.
I would say no.
It doesn't say that on the check.
Yeah.
That's what it said on the check.
I would say no.
Yeah, I would think that would be
something. That little memo line right there.
Yeah, right. No, right. Slept with her. No, I don't think it says that.
No.
So this is a settlement, some sort of business arrangement, some sort of a deal that happens all the time. Now, we know what Paula Jones said happened. We also know that Stormy Daniels has said she didn't sleep with him. And then when she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper, she said, well, yeah, it did happen. It was completely consensual. So if there's a consensual act that happens between two adults, that's not criminal. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there might be something morally wrong with it. He's got to deal with his family. I get it. But having said that, you're talking about $130,000 that changed hands in some sort of a business arrangement settlement that has nothing to do with laws in New York. Nothing. Zero. The only thing they're going on in the Manhattan DA's office is what Michael Cohen's saying, and Michael Cohen is a proven, admitted liar. 888-941-PAGS. What's going to happen? Is this going to bring people more to Trump? There are a lot of people who don't think DeSantis, by the way, defended Trump. And let me get this clear for you. There was a part of that speech that he gave yesterday, DeSantis, where he says Alvin Bragg, the New York DA, is playing politics, and it's wrong what he's doing, and he shouldn't be doing this. He should stop all the crime on the streets. And then he complained about how he's lowered felonies to misdemeanors. Ron DeSantis did take up for Trump without saying his name. So whatever soundbite you're seeing is a soundbite that didn't include the beginning part, which he does say what Alvin Bragg is doing is wrong. And by the way, I'm not playing that DeSantis versus Trump thing. I think that's dumb. It's way too early to get into political rivalry like that. Let me go to the phone lines. Jay, quickly in Delray. What's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. Good to get on. Just wanted to talk about Alvin Bragg. Thought he might have something more important to do than prosecute Donald Trump. I mean, isn't there a high crime in New York City now?
No, they solved all the crime in New York, Jay. Come on. You know what I mean?
Just exactly what our great governor said yesterday. Alvin Bragg, political hack.
Totally. And you saw that DeSantis did take up for Trump without saying Trump's name.
100%.
Yeah, but a lot of people are reporting that he didn't. He did.
They're trying to make something there that's not there.
Jay, I'm with you. I appreciate you. We were just in Delray a couple of days ago. Great city. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. If they, in fact, bring him in to New York next week, they indict him tomorrow, bring him in next week, fingerprint him, and get the mugshot of Donald Trump, do you agree with me that Trump easily wins the nomination for the 2024 presidential race? I think it's a no-brainer. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Plus, we've got Joe Biden, who just can't pronounce something that he wants to make a national monument. This is more of Joe being Joe. You're going to want to stay around to either hear this or see it as well. Keep it here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.